Okay. We're recording.
Well, Brad.
Yeah, it's another episode. I was just looking through the archives. It's been about a year since our last episode. Did you ever think we would be recording another?
I didn't want to ever record another, but you've slowly worn me down.
So what happened?
Week after week.
What happened? Like what made you decide that we should go ahead and do another?
I don't know what got me thinking about it again exactly, but I listened back to the most recent episode and it was a total time capsule, man. It was really weird listening to it because I was saying stuff like, man, I would never in a million years be a homeowner in the Bay Area. I never wanted to move out of our apartment. Right. I'm not going to leave until they throw me out.
Yeah.
And
So there's been some big changes with you since then.
Huge changes. Huge. And the podcast just served to be like a really actually perfect, interesting time capsule for that one specific part in my life. And it's just such a trip listening to your own voice saying words that now are a complete lie. You know what
I mean? So for selfish reasons alone, to go back in history is the purpose. Not really.
I don't think this podcast has ever existed for anything other than selfish reasons. I think it's pretty much just happening because you get bored in your studio.
Yeah.
And you need a little bit of respite from your day of loneliness.
Right. Yeah. So we kind of have these types of discussions and sync ups in the studios anyways. And so that was the
sync ups.
Right.
Hey, what do you call it like in corporate America speak when people talk like at the beginning of the day or something, beginning of the week?
Oh, like a stand up, you mean?
Yeah, stand up.
Yeah, daily stand up, weekly stand up.
Yeah. I like that, man.
Yeah.
Because it's just quick. You can just do it while standing up.
Right.
Did they realize that the term stand up had already kind of been in place for a long time when they invented it for meetings?
The funny thing is I have I had a stand up with a particular team and they were all about really having everybody stand up.
And you're like, you guys, just because it's called a stand up doesn't mean
like it. And even though, you know, all of us were on video, they would be like, hey, are you standing up? Stand up, please.
That's stupid. Were they just joking about it, though?
No, they were pretty serious.
Oh, man, that's so stupid.
So going back to the note of why doing the podcast, you're mentioning the time capsule. But I have to say, I've had people ask me, when are you guys going to do another episode?
How many people?
Have you experienced that at all?
Yeah, I experienced it with one person, my friend Angela.
Okay, yeah.
She was like, hey, I haven't heard a podcast in a while. Yeah. And I was like, you were listening to it? I was very caught off guard. I don't think anyone listens to these things. I don't think they should, frankly.
Yeah, I think I have to agree with you. Yeah, it's really about more of our close friend circle, you know? It's just...
No, it's not even that. It's like, who in our... close group of friends.
I don't know.
Who is our close group of friends anymore now that we're out of high school, out of college?
Yeah, it's a little bit dispersed.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens. People grow up, they go on to different things, they move into different cities, have their own families and their own kind of networks, and all of a sudden the dynamic of the friend group has changed dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
Those things happen.
Yep.
You think like, oh, these are my best friends. Nothing's ever going to change.
Right.
And then all it takes really is like one relationship, like one girlfriend, or I mean, the kid has fundamentally changed things, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's hear about you and what's new in your life since we last did the podcast. You have a kid now.
Yeah, we have a kid. We were forced out of our apartment, which
you're a homeowner now.
Turned out to be a good thing. Yeah, we got a house in Oakland, and we're living in the suburbs with our baby.
Wow.
And Sadie just went back to work. Loretta was born May 25th, so now she is almost exactly 4 months old.
Whew. So a lot has changed for you.
Yeah. What about you in the last year?
That's crazy. I had another kid. Yeah. So the last time we talked, I had one kid and now I have two. You know, number two, the thing is, our first was super hard. Number two, he's pretty easy. And so with our first, I was honestly asking the question, like, okay, why do people have kids? Like, this is ridiculous. And with two, I'm like, oh, okay, I get it now. Like, he's smiling, like, throughout the day.
Oh, this is why people have kids.
He's,
oh, man. So, Cora, what is the politically correct term to describe Cora?
Oh, man, we got this this book called How to Parent Your Spirited Child.
Spirited.
So,
oh man, well, she is spirited.
She definitely is. So, yeah, she's got a.
She was colicky. She was a colicky.
She was colicky, but I've told you this before. She's got her mother's genes, so she's half Latin, and she's a female. So, you know, we've got a lot of ups and downs.
I don't think you can really make those broad generalizations just about females in general anymore. The Latin thing, now. I think that I don't even know, really. And Michelle doesn't seem to me like really feisty or, I don't know, unpredictable. You know, she actually seems extremely
she's
calm,
she's predictable,
rational.
She's predictable, but if you do cross her,
what happens?
You will get the Latin fire for sure.
What does that mean?
It's just, you know, it first starts with the eyes, you know, it's just like the piercing laser eyes at you, and she will, yeah.
And then where does it go from there? I mean, we've all seen the eyes. That's pretty harmless.
Yeah, it's, you know, from there, it's more like the cold shoulder, the doghouse treatment.
Have you ever had to sleep on the couch?
I think I have.
Really?
Yeah, I think I have.
Was it like your choice, or was
it was kind of like, oh man, we had such a heated argument that you know, we both knew what had to be done. So
so it wasn't her kicking you out of bed.
No.
It was you just being like, okay, yeah, I'll go get my pillow now.
Yep. So what's fatherhood been like for you?
I want to talk more about you sleeping on the couch, but okay, I guess we can talk about fatherhood.
We can circle back to that later, but you have...
I like fatherhood. I like to talk about it.
Yeah.
It seems to be a good fit for me.
Yeah.
I always had it in my mind that I wanted to be a father and that I would be a good father.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things that I thought that I would be good at and I thought that I would like.
That's awesome.
Well, no, not necessarily, because that means your expectations are in a certain place. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Which is very, very dangerous.
Anytime
you're looking forward to anything, ooh, be careful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I didn't want to like put too much pressure on myself to be like any one way, or put too much pressure on Loretta for her and I to have like this immediate strong emotional bond.
Yeah, because you could have been like me, where I was super excited about becoming a father, and then our first was really difficult, and I was like, oh man.
Yeah, you were like, I hate being a father. Well,
I really do love it though now, and
dude, isn't it the best?
It is really cool. There,
it's really amazing to think, to see like Loretta's face when she smiles in the context of like me having a shitty day or kind of struggling in some way, and you just see someone who cares zero about of that.
Oh yeah.
And she's just like happy for no reason.
Right.
Oh, I love it.
Well,
great perspective.
I want to hear what you have to say when she starts being unhappy for no reason.
Honestly, she's an easy baby, man.
Well,
it's not something that we deal with yet, so I can't tell you. I know it's coming, whatever, but
we'll see.
Just like all these things that people say, like how hard it is, how much you're going to struggle, we definitely have had days that are a struggle and certain things that have been really hard.
Yep.
But we've been incredibly blessed with a great great baby, a really easy baby.
Well, that's awesome.
I joke sometimes that God gives you what you can handle.
Oh yeah, you can handle very little.
Handle, yeah, we can handle exactly like no problems.
That's great. So you have a little girl, Loretta. You guys are homeowners now. You moved out of the city. You're primarily working from home.
Yeah, I think the
you're teaching classes though.
Thing, yeah, I started teaching again in the fall.
Yeah.
Here, I'll start teaching also on Mondays at Letterform Archive. Right now, it's just at CCA.
What classes?
It's just a type design class, but honestly, I think that's too much teaching. Mm. I only really want to do one day a week.
Yeah.
Because it's not like, I don't know. Really what it comes down to is I don't want to drive. If I could walk there in 5 minutes,
yep.
Oh,
yep.
Sign me up. Love it.
Right.
Driving over the bridge.
Right.
No thanks.
Yeah. How long is that commute?
It can be an hour, easy, one way. Yep. If you go at the wrong time,
yep.
If you're smarter about it, it can be 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I tell the students at CCA this, it's like there's so many things working against us in this class. We all have to drive or commute some bullshit amount of time in traffic and then go find parking. Like,
yeah.
That sucks a ton already.
Well, Bay Area traffic, too, has just gotten so much worse in the last few years.
Oh, don't get me started.
Sorry.
Okay, so that's the one bad thing.
Yep.
Second thing is they have to pay for it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the students are paying this insane amount of money to take these classes.
Yeah, so they're coming to your class expecting to really get some useful information out of it.
Yeah, well, they better. I mean, if you're looking at the equation of this deal, there are two strong negatives.
Yeah.
You know, like really, really bad ones.
Yeah,
and so we have to work extremely hard to balance out the equation to make it such a fun and engaging and educationally rewarding class that they don't care about the traffic and the cost.
That's awesome. Have you?
It's not.
Well,
it's too much pressure.
Yeah, as you, the instructor, I can only imagine the pressure.
Yeah, I try and remove all pressure.
As an outsider, though, I'll have to say, like, seeing, you know, some of the pictures and projects and things that you guys have done, it looks like the class is super excited to be there. They've done some cool stuff. There's a real sense of close-knit community.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's definitely the stuff we highlight.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Just like anything, there's students in there that don't want to be there, you know, that are there for some other reason. I don't know what it is, if it's pressure from their parents or they're doing something that they think they ought to do, but they actually don't really enjoy. That's the problem.
Yeah. Do you ever think, like, I just want to tell this student to leave? If they don't want to be here, don't be here.
I haven't thought of saying just leave, but yeah. I've thought of asking some students, what's going on?
Yeah. Like,
what do you want to do?
Right. Like, why are you here?
Yeah. Why? I want to help them if I can. But of course, I'm useless most of the time.
Yep. So
do you ever want to do any teaching?
I've thought about it, and I'm, I don't know. I went to Cal Poly and I studied business information systems. And there, yeah. So
sounds so boring.
The thing is, like, there were a couple of classes that really set me up to do well as a product designer, of like thinking about, you know, business applications and information architecture, which is a very core piece of a digital product designer. So I've thought, like, I've thought, like, it would be cool to go back and kind of teach a real world type of experience or lesson on some of the things that I think are valuable or have been valuable to me in my career.
What do you think those things are?
Well, just kind of like, you know, taking a real business application scenario or whatever it is, building an app and kind of having more fun with it instead of getting into nitty gritty concepts, like just doing real work basically. And, you know, coming up with, like potential scenario roadblocks or what would, you know, in the case of like your, PM setting requirements, et cetera, just, you know, giving like a real world scenario, basically, I think is what it comes down to.
I don't want to be rude, but are you bored when you're talking about it?
There's definitely some boredom.
I tuned out of that like 30 seconds ago. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know that I'm making you sit and listen to all my bullshit.
That's fine.
But I did tune out. I started thinking, oh, I kind of got to take your breath. I'm at about 85%.
So here's the thing. Like,
stop the podcast?
There are parts of my job I really hate, like spending a ton of time just in a Google Doc. Just outlining. Yeah. And that's just a part of it. And I love like getting into the work and creating screens, creating flows. And that's.
Yeah. But everything, I mean, so much of what I do is stupid stuff in Google Docs and spreadsheets and, you know, the actual business part of it or the organizational part of it.
Well, that's a whole other piece. If you're, you know, you own your own business and dealing with clients and people and. All that.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out ways around it. I like clients. You know, they say like never do anything for free ever.
Right.
You know, like no matter what the job, you should be charging at least something.
Have you done any free work lately?
Oh, I do free stuff.
Oh no.
It's usually for family members.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
But I love it, dude.
Yeah.
I love that stuff. I was thinking recently about what I would be doing if I was retired. Here's my plan.
Okay.
I would open up my garage the same time every day, have a little sandwich board out front that says I do gift wrapping. I do little posters and I'll address envelopes. And people can swing by, drop off the thing. I'll do it for free.
That is.
Then they come by and pick it up later.
It sounds like something you could do now.
Yeah, I've kind of been thinking about it. Like just doing it on Sunday, just kind of getting into the gift wrapping business or lack of business.
Yeah.
No money changing hands.
Right.
Just a free service provided for the community.
Maybe a tip jar?
No. Well, here's what I would do. I would say, if people were like really insistent, like, oh, like let me do something for you, I'd be like, okay, well, I need some new markers or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Like you can get me
some bartering.
You can bring over a sixer, you know? You can
sure.
bring me a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
But really, I love stoking people out, you know?
That's cool.
And people get stoked really easily when it's free.
Yeah. Yeah,
you start charging people money for things, and it's a lot harder to make them happy.
Yeah.
All of a sudden,
do you ever get, you know, requests or clients coming to you asking for work, and you tell them, "Yes, I'll do it on the one condition: it's free, and I get to do what I want."
I've done that before.
Yeah,
it doesn't work though.
It doesn't work. Yeah, I know.
No, because most of the time, actual design work, it has to be a collaboration. They have to tell you what they
right.
want, and you have to kind of meet their needs. And sometimes it's bullshit too. Sometimes it's just a matter of making them feel like they're actually being included in the process when they aren't really, or whatever. It's kind of like this juggling ego thing.
Sure.
Which I totally hate.
But you do it, right?
Well, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
it's part of the things. It's just like getting in a Google spreadsheet. It's not what I'm in it for, but it allows me to do the thing.
Yep. So if you...
What would you do if you were retired?
I would definitely be doing some sort of design work. I think it would be for myself, though. Like
your own coffee roasting business.
I think I would be doing some sort of digital design though. Like
really?
Like trying to I think I would be experimenting with app ideas and things like that, and you know.
Yeah, I'd probably be cranking out some typefaces too.
Okay, good.
But I'd probably be doing more woodworking.
Yeah, like there's time to explore other types of creative outlets.
but you would still be doing app stuff.
I think so. Yeah. I'm just, that's like, I have had a real personal interest there from the very beginning.
So how do you feel your relationship is with your phone? Because I'm just hating my phone more and more each day.
Yeah, that
are you still appreciating it for all its like incredible capabilities, or are you like, I hate fucking being tethered to this stupid shitty device?
I think it depends on the usage. Like, definitely for work stuff, I'm pissed off at the Slack notifications that always come through if it's on the weekend, you know, or whatever. But then, you know, I think I have to keep watch on myself and on the amount of time I'm wasting on my phone. So
I'm trying to limit it to, this is,
I'm picking it up right now. And, oh, cool.
Don't look at it.
Just unlocked it.
I'm talking to you. I tried to limit my Instagram, Twitter time to between the hours of 7 and 8 a.m. I'm giving that a try.
That's great. Today. Have you updated to the new OS?
No, I don't think so. I don't.
Well, you should update for this specific reason, is that they have this whole time tracking type of thing in there. And you can limit, wow, you can limit usage on particular apps.
Wow.
So you may want to actually,
wow,
update.
Actually, yeah. There's so many stupid features,
yeah,
that I don't care about that I really haven't been updating.
Yeah.
You know what I do? I update like my computer OS.
Okay.
So that it'll just stop notifying me about it.
Right.
I don't care about the feature.
Yeah, you
I
don't
just
even
want
care.
The
you just you
want to
get
stop.
That notification out of the way, and you click OK by accident usually.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, dang it. I clicked it by accident. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm just really getting more and more pissed off about my phone. I notice I'm checking my phone when I'm playing with Loretta. I hate
it.
Oh,
yeah, that is the worst.
My brain is feeling like it needs to be constantly stimulated by something.
Yeah.
And playing with my little baby girl isn't enough. That makes me sick.
Yeah, that's really sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, today's meth addicts are our phone Instagram addicts.
Yeah, I guess so. But I still think meth is more harmful.
Yeah, that's true.
It's cheaper, though.
It's cheaper.
Yeah, it's a little more thrifty. You know, that's the thing. That's the problem, that people don't really give meth addicts enough credit for.
Oh, really?
They are the most frugal drug users of all. Yeah, they are really stretching that drug dollar.
Yeah, they can get their high pretty easily and cheaply. Hey, so I want to go back to working from home, because you're in Oakland. How often do you get into the city? Like, are there times or client engagements that you actually need to go on site?
Yeah, I'm actually doing that on Wednesday.
How often?
Oh, very rarely.
Okay, so you work from home majority of the time.
Yeah, I'm always wondering, like, what if I move to Tennessee or something? Mm-hmm. I have a friend moving to Tennessee soon.
I've been hearing of that quite a bit lately.
Oh, dude. Well, if you think about it, it's so stupid to be here.
It doesn't make sense
completely,
at all.
Yeah. It's like driving a sports car. Yeah. It's such an insane, overpriced luxury.
Right. I mean, I'll say that's one of the main reasons why we moved down to San Luis Obispo, is like, we're still somewhat close to the Bay Area, but we're like removed.
Yeah, man, you had the right idea, because like, why would you want to be paying these premiums if it wasn't absolutely mandatory? And when you have the option of working from home or working from wherever, like I do, it's so silly of me to be here. We should be renting this house out and going to live in Tennessee.
Totally. Yeah.
But we will never do that.
So, I mean, yeah, people can make it work if you beat the system, but I feel the pull constantly of like, you know, oh, you want the best of the best, like move back up to the Bay and
you know, I don't care about the best of the best, but I will say that the amount of jobs and stuff that come in just from kind of being rooted here and getting to know people here. That's huge, man.
Yeah,
that's really big.
You can't avoid that, as frustrating as it is. It's just the way it is.
It's the way of the Weld. But if I had my
the
way,
Weld West,
I think I would.
You guys should do it.
Be living in a cheaper place to live.
You guys should try it out. Rent out your Airbnb your place. It'd probably more than cover the cost of your place in the South.
Oh, yeah.
Give it a go.
Well, that's an interesting thing is if we did that, then I wouldn't have to take client work.
Mm, interesting.
You know, I could do font.
Yeah.
Income.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I don't know, I probably would still do client work and I would still work actively on new fonts.
Yeah.
But it's amazing to think about the possibility of retiring.
Yeah. So what have you been working on lately?
I'm just going to tell you that at some point this podcast, I'm recording right now into a GarageBand file that has the intro music and the outro music. So at some point, the outro music is just going to start playing and then we're going to wrap it up.
How much time do we have left?
I honestly don't know.
Oh, come on.
I think it's plenty of time.
Okay.
But I think it's funny that I can hear it and you can't hear it.
Well, we did put a time limit of 30 minutes, right? That's our target.
Oh, God. It's still, even that feels long.
Oh.
I'm sorry. So what were you saying?
I want to ask you, so you recently relaunched your website, which is, you've been working on that for a while. I think you even mentioned that in the last podcast.
Dude, that's embarrassing. It took so long. It was the worst project ever. It finally got to a really good place. I'm very happy. I worked with these wonderful people.
Yeah.
Oof Studio in Portland. August and Savannah.
Cool.
Oh, they're incredible.
How did you get in contact with those guys?
I was put in contact with them by a previous developer, but they're the ones that kind of took the baton and took it to the finish line.
That's great. So now you can, it looks like you've been writing some blog posts on your site. It looks like.
I'm trying to do a blog post a week.
Yeah.
That's my goal.
I've been enjoying them. I think I haven't seen anything quite like your posts.
Really?
Educational, entertaining. Yeah. It's, I think you kind of, you know, you're lifting up the skirt a little bit and kind of showing.
The
process.
Did you mean to say pulling back the curtain?
The skirt.
That's not the expression, man. I don't think.
Pull up the skirt, man.
Well, here I am lifting up my skirt for you all to see.
Nothing but some hairy legs.
I don't believe at all in keeping secrets. I want to have a steady stream of content there. And I want those blog posts to really serve as essentially just like good advertisements for the fonts.
Yeah.
And at the bottom of each post, it says what font the headlines are set in. And so then you can, you know, get a little link back to the font. I want people to start, you know, at the blog somehow and then get turned on to some typefaces that they like. Ideally, that's the best case scenario that I can think of.
Yeah.
But also, I enjoy writing. I just enjoy the process of it. I want to get better at it. I want to get better at explaining things. And I want to do something useful, hopefully, and free. I think if we can put out some free content, some free educational resources for people, that will get more people interested in type design that otherwise wouldn't be. And otherwise don't have either the resources or, you know, they don't live in a major metropolitan area or something like that. So if we can get some young, talented people to get excited about it that are hopefully coming from some underrepresented groups, that's going to help type design out a lot.
That's great.
That's my goal. That's the many reasons for writing the blog posts.
You could easily start a YouTube channel and start, you know, making some money off this content.
I've looked into that, and I don't think it is at all easy to make money off of a YouTube channel. I think it takes like years of hard work.
Yeah. Yeah. Ideally, you create your own like learning channel on your site that people can sign up, register, pay for
content. Thought about I like the teaching thing.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of people fall into teaching for different reasons or whatever, but I just kind of enjoy being around students. Mm-hmm. And I think I've actually thought a lot about doing like a YouTube channel or something like that, that kind of goes over the process of making a typeface from like beginning to end. And I've also thought about doing a podcast for Ono and interviewing graphic designers.
I think you should do it, man.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You don't feel like I would be leaving you high and dry on this
podcast? No, I mean, I think we'd be very lucky if we even did another one after this, so.
You got that right.
No, I think you should do it. Totally.
All right.
Go for it.
Well, okay, here's one scenario. I do one episode. Okay. And then stop completely. That could very, it's like very likely.
Yeah, I think you do it. You plan it out. You start like contacting people you want to interview. Tell them you're going to create this podcast. Then you're committed because you have people you've told that you're doing it.
Well, yeah, and I'm committed for one episode.
No, you start contacting multiple individuals for multiple episodes.
Oh, okay. Here's the thing, though, that I've thought about with this stuff, and like, you know, when January 1st rolls around and people go to the gym three times and then never again the rest of the year. Yep. So I still think it's good.
It is good.
To fall apart on a goal, no big deal.
Right.
You know, even if you go to the gym three times, hey, great.
Yeah.
Or if you do one podcast. Well, it's one more than you otherwise would have done.
Yeah, you just might let others down by your flabby stomach popping over your jeans or something like that because you haven't kept up, you know?
Dude, my stomach is definitely creeping. It's been...
That's fatherhood.
It's been overflowing more and more over to my jeans. I'm sitting down so much, man.
It's fatherhood looking good on you.
My posture sucks. My back is hurting. I go and change Loretta's diaper on her changing table. My back starts cramping up. I do the dishes. Oh, my God. I'm in pain. I think it's because every surface in our house and every house is like 2 feet too short for me.
Yeah.
So I'm bending over. My back's cramping up. I'm feeling like an old man.
You got to be
31.
You got to be exercising.
I go on walks with Loretta.
Okay.
Like pretty frequently. So... that's my exercise. I basically exercise like an old person.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta.
I exercise like a semi-active senior citizen.
Remember when we were roommates way back when, and like you had a regular workout routine, and we're hitting the weights.
We were going to the gym for a second, weren't we?
Yeah. Yep. You were drinking the protein drinks and.
I hate
for that a stuff, for dude. A 6'6" frame like yours. I mean, you were. Getting pretty large, pretty big.
I don't think I ever was. I've never weighed more than 200 pounds.
Well, you were, you know, I think you were.
I was leaner at that point.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Now I'm a little skinny, fat little bitch.
Oh, no.
Well, that's what happens.
That's what happens, especially when you're sitting down all day.
So I'll tell you what I started doing.
I've been going to the chiropractor.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I have been loving it.
Aren't those people like witch doctors? Is that legit, the chiropractor?
I mean, I feel good. I feel great. By going.
Are there any like crystals involved?
Just simply like there. Okay, I will say this one thing I was super skeptical of, where he actually like puts his hands on a muscle and kind of just lets it rest there and applies a bit of pressure. And at first I was like, what is he doing? And he was like, I'm just simply moving this muscle back into place. Don't be alarmed.
I'm just simply moving this muscle. And you're like, okay, man, you're the chiropractor, I guess.
Right.
You have some qualifications I know nothing about.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I got to be honest with you.
Okay.
The outro music is about to start playing here.
Well, another podcast a year later. I don't think it's a year too late, so... I'm excited to get this going again.
I want to thank you for kind of keeping the interest in this and continuing to ask me, even though I don't like doing it. I don't really love the product, the end result of it. I could kind of take it or leave it. But I think they are nice little time capsules.
Cool. Well, that, guys, this is Brad and James with Studio Chat.
Thank you all for listening, and maybe we'll see you again. That's all you want.